Emma's news. "Please could I have my news today?" Emma asked Mrs. Jones. "Yes, Emma. Tell us what you have there," Mrs. Jones said, smiling. "Good morning, everyone," Emma said. "I have a little box."
"Where did you get it?" asked Anna.
"My auntie got it from Australia, and it has something inside," said Emma.
"Show us what is inside, Emma," said Mrs. Jones.
"You have to guess," said Emma.
"What colour is it?"
asked Tim.
"What can it do?" asked John.
"It is blue and little and shines in the sunlight," said Emma.
"It must be a button," said Anna.
"I think it's a marble," said Tim.
"What do you think, Kylie?" asked Mrs. Jones.
"I think it's a trick," said Kylie. "Emma has got fresh air in there."
"Fresh air isn't blue," said Emma.
Just then the principal, Mr. Edwards, walked into the classroom.
"Good morning, everyone," he said.
"What have you got in the box, Emma?"
"Something blue and little and shines in the sunlight," said Emma.
"Sounds like one of the flies I use when I go fishing," he said.
He handed something to Mrs. Jones and left the room.
"I hope it isn't a beetle," said Jessica. "Is it alive?"
"No, but it did grow in the ground," said Emma, "and someone dug it out."
"My dad's potatoes grow in the ground, and he has to dig them out," said Tim.
"It can't be a potato," said Mrs. Jones. "Potatoes aren't blue."
"Does it make a noise?" John wanted to know.
"Only when you bang it against something," Emma said.
"How old is it?"
Jason asked.
"Millions of years old," said Emma.
"It must be pretty rotten then," Kylie giggled.
"It isn't rotten, it's precious," Emma said.
"Open the box, Emma," said Mrs. Joan. "Let us see what's inside." Slowly Emma opened the lid and tipped something out. When she opened her hand, the children saw a shiny, smooth, blue stone.
"What's that?" said Anna.
"It's an opal," said Emma. "It is treasure dug up from the ground. It has taken a long, long time to form, and now there are opal mines in Australia where people dig them out. Some are purple or green or orange colour, and some are black. It feels smooth. Everyone can touch it if they want to." She handed it to the nearest person.
"What are you going to do with it?" Sammy said.
"My auntie is going to put it on a chain so I can wear it round my neck."
"I would like one of those," said Jessica.
"When I grow up, I'm going to Australia to dig lots and lots of opals out of the ground. I will make them into brooches and necklaces and bracelets to sell, and I will be very rich," said Emma.
"I'll come with you," said Jessica.